Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo is a modern mindset and execution guide built around a simple, energizing belief. If a solution is possible, you can learn your way to it. Drawing on Forleo's background as an entrepreneur, coach, and creator, the book blends motivational coaching with practical frameworks for getting unstuck. It focuses on turning overwhelm into clarity, replacing perfectionism with progress, and building the resilience needed to follow through when results take time. Rather than promising instant transformation, it emphasizes consistent action, creative problem solving, and the courage to start before you feel ready. The tone is encouraging and direct, with stories and exercises designed to help readers apply ideas immediately to career moves, creative projects, relationships, health goals, and financial ambitions. At its core, the book argues that resourcefulness is a learnable skill, and that your choices, not your circumstances, most strongly shape what happens next. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a mindset that turns obstacles into solvable problems. The book's central idea is that believing everything is figureoutable changes how you interpret difficulty. Instead of treating obstacles as proof you are not capable or that the timing is wrong, the mindset reframes obstacles as information. That shift matters because it influences behavior. People who assume a path exists keep experimenting, ask better questions, and stay engaged long enough to find workable options. Forleo positions resourcefulness as more important than raw talent. When you adopt a figureoutable approach, you stop waiting for perfect confidence and start collecting evidence through action. The emphasis is not on magical thinking, but on practical optimism. You may not control every variable, yet you can control your response, your effort, and the next step. This topic also addresses how language and self-talk affect persistence. If you routinely say, "I cannot," you narrow possibilities. If you ask, "How can I?" you expand them. The book encourages readers to treat challenges like a creative puzzle. That perspective helps reduce fear, lower the emotional cost of setbacks, and build a habit of problem solving that carries across work, money, health, and relationships. Secondly, overcoming fear, excuses, and the psychology of stuckness. A major barrier to progress is not a lack of ideas, but the emotional friction that appears when a goal matters. The book explores common forms of resistance: fear of failure, fear of success, fear of judgment, and fear of making the wrong choice. These fears often disguise themselves as rational concerns, leading to delay and overpreparation. Forleo's approach is to make fear smaller by translating it into specific, manageable actions. Instead of trying to eliminate anxiety, you learn to move with it by building tolerance for discomfort. Another theme is recognizing excuses and hidden payoffs of staying stuck, such as avoiding criticism or preserving an identity of being the person who almost did the thing. The book encourages honest self-assessment about what you truly want and what you are protecting by not acting. It also addresses all-or-nothing thinking, where people quit if they cannot do something perfectly. By reframing mistakes as data and focusing on iteration, the reader can regain momentum. This topic supports readers who feel trapped in indecision by showing that clarity is often the result of action, not a prerequisite for it. Thirdly, from ideas to execution through small steps and consistent practice, the figureoutable mindset becomes powerful when paired with an execution system. The book emphasizes turning big ambitions into smaller, workable steps so the brain can engage instead of shutting down. When a goal is vague or enormous, it invites procrastination. When it is translated into the next concrete action, it becomes doable. Forleo's guidance centers on progress over perfection and on building a cadence of work that continues even when motivation fluctuates. This includes committing to regular output, shipping, and feedback loops rather than endless polishing. Another execution theme is prioritization, choosing what matters most and aligning daily actions with that choice. The book encourages readers to limit distractions and treat attention as a resource, because consistent effort is often the difference between a dream and a result. It also highlights learning by doing. Skills develop through repetition, and confidence grows after you begin, not before. Readers are nudged to set deadlines, define success criteria, and create an environment that supports follow-through. The overall promise of this topic is that steady action, even imperfect, compounds into meaningful change. Fourthly, handling setbacks, rejection, and uncertainty with resilience. Most goals require you to persist through a period where results are unclear. The book frames this middle phase as normal, not as a signal to quit. Resilience is presented as a skill. You can learn to recover faster from disappointment, interpret rejection more accurately, and continue to refine your approach. Forleo emphasizes separating your worth from outcomes. If an attempt fails, it means your strategy needs adjustment, not that you are fundamentally incapable. This helps readers avoid emotional spirals that turn one setback into a long pause. Another component is adaptability. When circumstances shift, the figure-outable response is to evaluate options, identify constraints, and find the best move within reality rather than wishing it were different. The book also reinforces the importance of support systems, whether mentors, peers, or communities that normalize the struggle and provide accountability. Uncertainty is treated as part of any meaningful pursuit, especially creative and entrepreneurial work. By developing a habit of reflection, learning, and re-engagement, readers can keep building even when outcomes are not immediate. This topic benefits anyone who has abandoned projects after early resistance and wants a sturdier way to continue. Lastly, building a life aligned with purpose, service, and practical ambition, beyond tactics, the book encourages readers to connect goals to a deeper why. When you link your work to purpose and service, persistence becomes easier because the effort is about more than personal validation. Forleo often speaks to readers who want to create, contribute, or lead, and she argues that your gifts matter precisely because they can help others. This topic covers clarifying what you want, committing to it, and letting go of the need for universal approval. It also balances ambition with realism by pushing readers to choose meaningful targets and then do the work required to reach them. The figure-outable philosophy supports ethical, grounded confidence. You can pursue a better career, launch a project, improve your finances, or strengthen relationships by learning, practicing, and asking for help. The book frames personal growth as iterative, where you evolve through seasons of experimentation and refinement. It highlights that responsibility is empowering because it returns agency to the reader. Ultimately, this topic is about shaping a life by design rather than default, using belief and action as daily tools. Readers are encouraged to be both compassionate with themselves and uncompromising about their commitment. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck between ambition and overwhelm, including entrepreneurs, creators, career changers, students, and anyone facing a personal challenge that seems bigger than their current skills. It is also useful for people who have a history of starting strong and then stopping when fear or uncertainty appears. The benefit is practical agency. By adopting the figure-outable belief and pairing it with consistent action, readers can reduce procrastination, make clearer decisions, and build resilience in the face of setbacks. The book helps shift attention away from what is missing and toward what can be learned next, which can improve confidence, productivity, and follow through in everyday life. Compared to similar motivational titles, it stands out for combining encouragement with actionable framing. It does not rely on abstract inspiration alone, it repeatedly pushes the reader toward concrete steps, experimentation, and persistence. The tone is accessible and modern, making it easy to apply whether your goal is launching a business, improving health habits, paying down debt, or completing a creative project. If you want a mindset that supports long-term execution and a method for turning problems into plans, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Marie Forleo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.